Hi, it's Remembrance Day, the 11th of the 11th, marking the end of World War I in 1918.
Jubilant newspapers around the world splashed the news that the armistice had at last been signed.
In England, you have Big Ben tolling for the first time in 4 years, and in America, you have people pouring into the streets, banging pots and pans.
And it was on Remembrance Day in 1941 that the Australian War Memorial was opened in Canberra.
To honour the occasion, the Governor-General Lord Gowrie laid a wreath of remembrance near the Hall of Memory.
To 1975, when Prime Minister Gough Whitlam was sacked by Governor-General Sir John Kerr.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen, because nothing will save the Governor-General.
November 11 birthdays, one of the all-time greatest songwriting producers, Robert John Mutt Lang, is 72 today. He's responsible for albums for ex-wife Shania Twain, Def Leppard, AC/DC, Michael Bolton, Brian Adams, Heart. It's a long list.
Good things happen. Good vibes happen. Nothing coincidental in my particular life and a lot of people's lives. They happen for a reason.
Actress Demi Moore turns 58, starred in St Elmo's Fire, Indecent Proposal and Ghost, and was good in A Few Good Men.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I allowed Dawson and Downey to spend any more time in prison than absolutely necessary because their attorney had predetermined the path of least resistance.
Magnificent Australian musician James Morrison is 58 today. Rugby league great, former footy show host and the man famous for giving rugby league the Falcon, Mario Fenech, is also 58.
Acted silly and became aggressive in that and I feel a bit embarrassed by it.
Aussie actor Vince Colosimo, star of the films Lantana, Body of Lies and the series Underbelly, is 54.
It makes sense. How are we going to get to all these witnesses? It only takes one of them to sink us.
And Leonardo DiCaprio celebrates his 45th birthday. So many movies, Titanic, Romeo and Juliet, The Departed and Django Unchained.
If you lift those palms off that turtle shell tabletop, Mr. Pooch is going to let loose with both barrels that sort of.
Finally, English actress Dame June Whitfield was born on this day in 1925, died aged 93 in 2018, known for classic British shows, The Hancock Half Hour, The Goodies, Bless This House, and Absolutely Fabulous. Amazing career.
Stay here and don't let my mother in.
It's all right. I'm here already, dear.
Remembering Dame June Whitfield on November 11.